on a previous episode of Shadow Realm.
Are you ready to go home?
Yes, it's time. I landed with a thud on my bed, my head covered with white sheets.
The next day, I strode confidently into the cafeteria. Athena made her way over, as usual.
Oh, hey, Goop Eater.
Hey, Athena. You want to try some of my khichdi?
What?
I'm sorry. I mean, you're always looking at my food. I didn't realize that maybe you wanted to try some.
Eat goop? Are you crazy?
Have you ever thought that your diet might have something to do with the bad mood you seem to be in every single day? Khichdi can help with that, you know?
What? Huh?
And those indigestion sounds your stomach is always making in the middle of class? Khichdi can help with that too.
Get lost, terrorist.
No? Okay, you're lost.
Instinct told me that I could find the boys by the school mural. All six of them greeted me with their usual snarls.
The terrorist thinks he's some big shot.
What are you talking about?
How do you explain that? Somebody painted a brown boy into the mural on the wall.
I couldn't believe it. Someone in the school administration had finally embraced my identity. There I was, firmly established on the wall.
Got balls? Terrorist?
Well, that depends on what you have to offer.
Mitch, give me the blue spray paint. If you got balls, then graffiti out the brownie.
No.
What do you mean, no?
Well, I like this boy in the mural. He's woke, and he's fearless. No amount of graffiti can change that. And the brown looks great to me. In fact, I think it helps to balance out all the other colors on the wall.
Listen, if you don't graffiti out the terrorist kid, then you don't get to race with us on Sunday.
Since when are we racing on Sunday?
I got us a race with the East Side dudes. But to race with us, you gotta graffiti that mural.
Let me consider this carefully.
Quit messing around! Do we have a deal?
No deal. I'll race with you, but the mural stays the same.
Then forget it.
Well, then I guess you'll lose. You know you can't win a race without me.
Fine. The mural stays the way it is.
Yeah, I thought so.
Wow, he sure has balls to speak to you like that.
Shut up.
The school janitor. Nicholas!
Can I help you?
I'm sorry. I'm looking for the janitor.
That's me.
No, I meant Nicholas. Do you know where he is?
Oh, he finished his contract. I don't think he'll be back anytime soon. Why? Did you need something?
Well, yeah. I wanted to know who painted the image of the Asian boy on the mural outside.
Oh, now I get your drift. Yeah, Nicholas did that.
I knew it.
His last piece of work before he left.
He always said that he had many jobs, and that one of them was to help people like me.
Sounds like a good friend. Sorry you didn't get to say goodbye.
That's okay. I'm sure I'll see him again somewhere. Somewhere in time. At dinner, Ba was quiet for the longest time. Finally, he spoke, taking his head in his hands.
Maybe living with the memory of her good times is better than hoping endlessly for her to wake up.
It's time to let go, isn't it?
It's not what I wanted. But the truth is, I don't know if she's ever coming back to us.
She will. Somewhere in time.
You've grown up overnight.
Pa, you have no idea.
Who are you? Are you my son?
The nursing staff said that it wasn't necessary for the family to be present when they disconnected the life support system, but Pa and I both wanted to be there. I decorated Ma's room with clusters of jasmine flowers. She'd always associated its sweet scent with her younger days in India, so when her oxygen mask came off, I wanted her to leave her body inhaling the sweet fragrance of home. I placed her Ramayan by her pillow with a single twig of jasmine blossoms. Ba was more stoic. He stood by her bed watching without utterance, marveled by everything I did.
Are you ready?
Ba nodded and closed his eyes as the doctor unplugged the machine. Nothing happened for a minute or two, but then... But I knew there was no reason to be alarmed. Ma was at peace in the backwaters. Over the next few days, I watched my father sink into new depths of sadness. Lighting Ma's funeral pyre was particularly hard for him. He couldn't see that by releasing Ma from life, he'd given her the opportunity to live once again, beyond the superficial sensations of pleasure and pain of the earthly world. She could now experience true bliss. Pa crying could only be a good thing. Releasing emotion was the first step towards healing. But Pa was in need of deep medicine. We returned to an empty house. Pa wandered to the prayer room and sank down at the altar table. I followed. I lit a clay lamp, easing the darkness of the lonely evening, and pulled out my copy of the Ramayana. Would you like to visit the places Ma etched into my mind?
Okay.
Are you ready for the journey?
Yes, my son.
A warm sensation of familiar blue energy began to vibrate at my core as I sat in my mother's spot.
Once upon a sunny morning in the forests of ancient India, a wise old sage chanced upon the lilting music of two birds. As he listened to their bird song, patterned in regular meter, he discovered the fascinating adventures of an Arya.
And so, I began my story.
Thank you for listening to Shadow Realm. If you enjoyed today's episode, share it with someone who'd love to journey through the Aria Chronicles. Visit thearyachronicles.com for more information. Be sure to rate and review us wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.